Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Revolving Door of Life, a 44 Scotland Street novel by Alexander McCall Smith, narrated by Robert Ian McKenzie. Chapter 1. Moving Can Be Good for You. Matthew had read somewhere, in one of those hoary lists with which newspapers and magazines fill their columns on quiet days, that moving house was one of the most stressful of life's experiences, even if not quite as disturbing as being the victim of an armed robbery or being elected president, nemine contradicente, of an unstable South American republic. Matthew faced no such threats, of course, but he nevertheless found the prospect of leaving India Street for the sylvan surroundings of Nine Mile Burn extremely worrying. And it made no difference that Nine Mile Burn was, as the name suggested, only 9 miles from the centre of Edinburgh. "What really worries me," he confessed to Elspeth, "is the whole business of selling India Street. What if nobody wants to buy this flat? What then?" He looked at her with unconcealed anxiety. He could imagine what it was like not to be able to sell one's house. He had recently been at a party at which somebody had whispered pityingly of another guest, "He can't sell his flat, you know." He had looked across the room at the poor unfortunate of whom the remark was made, and had seen a hodden-doon, depressed figure visibly bent under the burden of unshiftable equity. That, he decided, was how people who couldn't sell their house looked. Shadowy figures, wraiths, as dejected and without hope as the damned in Dante's Inferno, haunted by the absence of offers for an unmovable property.